Niggas head turning, trying to see who we are. Getting all the looks, and they mad cause they ain't.
We out here making moves
that these weak hoes can't.
Bitches gon' be mad at us.
Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. And niggas gon' be mad at us.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Not Basic, and I'm here with no other than...
LG in the house!
And we also rocking with our girl, Queen Rena, as
hey.
Well. And so today's episode, we're going to kick it off with Get the Lace Run
off the top of your eyebrows.
And
pay attention.
Okay, because Rick Ross is building a motherfucking bunker, y'all.
A bunker.
So he went to his...
Can I stay there, too?
Yes, he went to his X account. Is that what it's called now? X?
Yes. The symbol formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah. The symbol formerly known as Twitter. Yes. Right. And he wanted to discuss that his bunker is way better than Elon Musk's bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what, y'all? This nigga can create...
What?
He can create water from H2O.
H2O.
Verbatim, that's what
water
he said.
Sucks.
Okay,
it really sucks.
But I really think that he meant he can create water from condensation.
Yeah, that's what he meant. Had to be what he meant. I want to believe that's what he meant.
Okay, I know.
Also, he said this on social media.
Yes. It's also, you can find this also on his Facebook page.
I know,
and
when
on his
done,
Instagram.
His people was like, you know, you said that wrong.
They did. Girl, it was all over his account. Somebody said, you fake ass police. Stop it. You ain't gonna make it to that bunker, bitch. And ain't nobody crave water at H2O.
That's what
water
I said.
Water is H2O, dummy.
Somebody said that the only recipe you got... one of the best recipes you got is H2O, but you can't create water.
That's right. That's so funny. He meant condensation. He can create water from condensation, which I think it's
sweat.
Be,
sweat yes. can create water, honestly.
True. But he has condensation machines in his bunker that can create
water.
Okay,
whatever.
But this nigga said he can create water out of H2O.
Mm-hmm.
We know he wrong, y'all. We know he wrong.
Right.
But...
let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt that's exactly what he meant. But also, in his newly built bunker, he said, ain't nobody bunkered in better than mine, especially not Elon Musk, because, I'm not saying this verbatim, but because his has a garage for his cars.
Who needs
I said,
a car?
So you saving your vehicles in the middle of the
parking
lot? Oh,
wait, no.
For what?
You need those cars.
For when?
So he can search for supplies.
He's gonna have enough supplies. He is a
multi-millionaire.
Damn there.
Okay.
Like,
and if it happened like that, where are you gonna search for him at? You know what I mean? You're supposed to already have that shit when you got a bunker.
Exactly. But why are you saving vehicles instead of people? What is going on with your head?
People don't think like that.
But yeah. You wanna save your vehicles? My bunker is gonna have a garage. I was like, just let me buy a room in the garage, bitch. I take shelter
for
in the $25. Because you putting your cars in there for free. I should just be up there living there with your cars.
Right.
Okay. Right. Let me sleep in the car.
Let me sleep in the car.
And my two kids be in the car with me. We're going to be good.
We're going to be cool. We don't need the whole garage. We just need one of the cars.
And you got a good trunk. We're going to put our food in the trunk. We're going to live good.
We're going to live good. Yep. We might even cook you a meal every now and then with our trunk full.
Right. You just turn the car on.
What?
Put a pot on the engine. I'm just talking.
But you know, he was with Pretty V. I thought they were still together, but apparently they broke up in
December.
I don't
even know who that is.
I told you I didn't think that was really a relationship.
I don't think it was real either. But I was like, before I knew they broke up, I was like, she ain't got to worry about no apocalypse because her man built the bunker. Nope. They over with.
Yeah.
She got to build her own bunker now. Well, she got millions of dollars, so maybe she can build her own bunker.
Right.
She should be able to.
I'm just thinking, because that's what I would be on.
Theoretically.
Kim Jong-un ain't playing with
your life right now. He's like,
man, but like, look at it though. Look at Okinawa and Nagasaki.
Right.
They were hit by nuclear bombs back in, what, the 50s?
In the 50s. It wasn't that long ago. Was it the 60s or the
50s? 50s. It might have been the 50s.
I don't even want to Google it. I don't even care. Anyways, they were hit by a nuclear, two of them.
And this motherfucker is living so old that they have to build robots to do work for them.
The radiation made them live longer.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand, but they have one of the oldest living civilizations right now on Earth after they got hit with a nuclear bomb back in the 60s or the 50s or whatever it was.
Right.
Yeah, but also they found out that the nuclear aspect of radiation of the bomb didn't even last that long in that area.
It couldn't have.
It dissipated after, they said 24 hours, actually.
Dissipated?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that right?
No.
Dissipated. No. How am I saying it, Gina?
Dissipated. Yeah.
Okay, that's a better word. It dissipated. It started to dissipate after 24 hours, according to the study.
I don't know how long it was, but like, it was to the point where it really... Japan is really doing good right now, so
yeah. I mean, very low levels of radiation in the ground.
Yeah, America did like put poor money into Japan after they did the bombings, but
I saw another article.
It doesn't explain where they are.
Well, you know what? It wasn't an article. It was a documentary on History Channel. They said that they buried a lot of the radioactive materials underground.
Okay.
But if you go and do a sample of the ground today, it has less radiation than a lot of areas. So,
and
the radiation
case in point,
cleared out after.
Case in point, Russia. What was the damn... Oh, I forgot what the Russian one's called. It was a Russian one. Can somebody look the Russia...
Nuclear bomb in Russia?
No. They had a nuclear meltdown at a...
Oh, nuclear meltdown.
Facility.
Yeah, I heard about
recently?
That too.
Yeah. No. It was years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When was the nuclear meltdown of the nuclear facility in Russia? Look, we had to Google it, you guys.
26th of April, 1986.
According to Wikipedia, so that wasn't that long ago either.
And the thing is that their land is still
plannable.
Chernobyl. That's what it's called.
Chernobyl nuclear power plant meltdown, which happened April 26, 1986.
People still cannot live in that area. So it's like, why is Okinawa and Nagasaki different?
I think it's different because of the climate.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the climate has a lot of factors into it.
Yeah, because in Russia, it's colder, but I don't...
And also, the climate affects a lot of things. It affects your hair. True. It affects your skin. It affects your diseases that you may
have. Yes, that is true.
Yeah, so... Yeah, if you live in a colder environment, diseases and viruses breed better in those type of environments. So I would think that...
No, actually not.
Yeah. So like,
well,
if you...
think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I
like,
so.
According to the studies that they've done on sickle cell, if you go to a warmer environment, it's less likely for you to get sick all the time. But if you are living in a colder environment, you have sickle cell... You get sick a lot.
Yeah, like your daughter Caitlin.
Like my daughter, yeah. But she rarely got sick, though. They thought it was like, what I was feeding her, girl. Really? Yes! They said, what are you feeding her? Do you eat that a lot? I was like, no, I cook.
Right.
I don't eat that a lot. I try to eat authentic food when I do eat out. I don't eat out a lot like that. Because I love to cook, girl. But this is crazy, but... When they test the levels in Russia.
Yeah, Chernobyl.
Yeah, Chernobyl.
What was it? No, it's whatever.
Okay.
Who cares?
Whatever.
Who cares? Chernobyl.
Okay, you done choked me, girl.
Damn.
But when they test the radiation levels there, and this happened in 86, and what happened in Nagasaki and
that area in Chernobyl is still, like, deserted.
Yeah, it's deserted, but they probably just aren't letting people live there. Mm. Because if the levels are lower in Japan, then, and that happened many years before the nuclear meltdown in Russia.
Russia,
also, I have to think that one bomb wouldn't hold as much nuclear power as a whole plant.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
A nuclear plant would be, like, way worse than a bomb.
Yeah. Than a bomb, yeah. So that's why the levels are probably higher there.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only other explanation I could think of as to why the
I'm not a scientist.
I'm not.
I like
I'm
math,
not,
though.
I'm not, but, you know, it don't take rocket science to figure out a couple things.
Yes, that's true. What I'm saying. That's true.
But they shot rockets at these people in Japan. And this is a whole power plant full of nuclear reactive material.
So, yeah, that makes a difference. I think it makes it. Well, the way you explained it, you know, I never thought of it that way, but the way you explained it, it makes sense.
But Kim Jong-un, he's promising to set off total annihilation to the U.S. and the U.K. Total annihilation. He's a little fat, miserable man. Ain't nobody worried about his little ugly ass.
And who knows if all his kids are his.
Dang. I ain't never heard that. Wait, how many he got?
A lot.
Like over 100?
Like, you can look it up. He got lots of kids. No, I wouldn't say over 100, but he got lots of kids.
How many wives he got? How many children and wives does Kim Jong-un have, Google? I love Google.
Here's information from Wikipedia.
Oh, okay. You didn't say shit, bitch.
She sure did. She didn't say nothing.
Fuck you, Google. Wait, no. How many kids he got, though?
I'm looking it up now. She didn't even give us no facts. She just gave us articles.
Like, go to look at this shit.
They said he got three
bitch,
kids.
Bitch, look that shit up yourself, bitch.
No, they said he got three kids.
That's what Google said. Look that shit up yourself.
He got more than one wife.
No. He might have three kids, but those three kids are the ones that are legitimate who can be heirs to the throne.
Okay, he said he only has two supreme wives and that he has three children.
So those are the ones who are going to be in
probably by the supreme wives.
Because,
you know, the kids got to be by the supreme wives to be in line for
exactly.
the throne.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. You know, I don't.
The little other wives, they don't matter.
Yeah. Exactly. So he got hella kids. It's just that only three
of them matter.
Were, yeah. Right?
That's fucked up.
Black lives matter.
That's fucked up.
His kids don't matter.
Only three
not
of them.
Not all kids matter.
To Kim.
All kids don't matter.
All kids don't matter. Just them three. I bet you he treat them different too. That's
you know
crazy.
He do. Well, if he know them, if he know them.
Oh yeah, that's right. If he know them, he probably don't even know them kids.
He probably just like.
But
oh,
it seems like to
kids.
Me that they worshiping him as a man and not, you know, they not like the a false idol.
But that's how they set up their government. But it's
to
not
worship
a false,
your government
to,
leader.
For,
that's sick.
But it depends on the country.
No man. I ain't about to worship no man. At all.
No man come before me but God.
Mm.
Yeah, I read that
song. I don't even like that saying either. Because God ain't even no man. Who says he was?
Yep, he's not a man.
He's an
entity. There's no way he could be a man. No.
Nope. And that's how you know the Bible was written by what? A man. Mans, many of them. Because didn't King James have his subjects write the Bible?
Yeah, he like put them in this like I don't know if it's true, but I watched what's that show called We Love
Ancient Aliens.
They put them in this area and it's like you're gonna write this shit and you're gonna do what we said do. If I don't like what you wrote, you might die.
Yeah, you might die. Mm. You might die. So I think the Bible has some facts in it. And it has some good life lessons and the way that they think people should live their
lives.
But
best.
It's just a his story. Rendition
definitely his
man's story.
It is.
But I think the best part of the Bible is Psalms. Because that's just poems and things that you want to say to yourself. Like, it's like a, what do you call it? Positive, you know what I'm talking about.
Reinforcements?
Yeah, that's what I feel like Psalms is. It's like a positive reinforcement.
It's like a whole poem book to me.
Yeah.
It's just poems.
No, it literally means poems. I think.
But it's just poems and songs. But anyways, Revelations to me is what got everybody shook.
Yeah, but it basically represents every form of government that was set up to fail.
For real.
That's to me.
I think it also goes back to former societies or past societies or historical societies that were found that also make up the belief that this great apocalypse is going to happen. It happens,
but the apocalypse is destined to happen regardless. It just depends on the type of apocalypse that
it is.
Yeah, thank you.
And the world goes through so many geological changes. Yes. Over the years, anyways, it just happens.
Yeah.
The world is constantly moving. Our world is constantly moving changing. Lands are popping up. Islands is popping up there.
Right?
And then people building their own islands now, which is crazy. You know, I don't know. If I had the money, I sure wouldn't use it to build a motherfucking island. Bitch, I'm building a bunker like Rick Ross. That's all I got to say.
No.
I'm building me a bunker. I want my bunker.
But if you build your island in the right place, you're going to get, even if it's a nuclear holocaust, you're going to get the right amount of sun, the right amount of oxygen, and you're going to be able to grow and live and thrive.
Yeah, there are some places that won't be affected by anything.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
By anything on Earth.
Well, they've been telling us since we was little kids here in Indianapolis, specifically. They've been telling us for years that whatever happens in the world, that we're going to be cool.
But also in our modern society, technology is so advanced that we have the power to change the weather. It's been
scientifically
proven.
That's a
so
fact.
To me, it's like all these
you can put some chemicals in the air and cause it to rain.
Yeah, but all these detrimental hurricanes and stuff, sometimes they really don't have to happen. Because we got the technology to change that, but people just let it happen because they call it. They say
that's not true.
Well, they say that
they can control the weather to a certain point.
Yes, but they can slow down some of these storms, girl. Please believe it.
No, but the storms were already going to.
They happen every year. Like, what's the one storm that happened every year? NATO happens every year.
Oh, you talking about El Nino?
El Nino. NATO. Yeah. But El Nino, that shit happens every year. You know, it's just a natural.
Not every year.
Well, every few years or whatever. But it's just a natural occurrence. They saying that this year is going to be the worst ever. The worst ever.
Oh, I don't want to live in Florida.
I don't
either. White people is quick to say
I definitely
know
where to go to California.
I don't know.
Girl.
California either.
I don't know why the fuck they there.
Like, you don't know
California is splitting in half right now as we speak.
I don't know why the hell people want to go to Florida.
It's going
to
turn into several islands. I don't know why people want to go there. I guess
I go
it's for
there
the,
visit and go for home. The I don't want to live there.
Some people live for the fame.
Right.
Some people live for the fortune.
Some people live for the fortune.
Yes, and that's where they want to live in, girl. And New York and California. All those coastal states are going to be...
I don't want to move to
any coastal state, but definitely not New York, California, because New York is going to be the first one bombed again. Shit, they already got hit by them airplanes and several bombings. So.
New York has horrible
Are you talking
reviews.
About Tulsa?
I would never want to live there.
It's awful, girl.
I've never been there, but the reviews are horrible.
The rats is big as horses.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're so big. Yeah.
They are huge. Them rats is huge.
They're not big as horses, but they big as fuck.
I mean, they huge, girl. They bigger than some dogs. That's what I know. I seen
That's
them.
That's what I heard.
I seen them.
Well,
Thank
I have
you.
Not been no, to be New York since I was a little it. Kid.
No, I've been to New
like
York.
Like, literally a little kid. Like, I was like a year old last time I went to New York, and the only time I went to New York.
The only time and the last time I went to New York, I was 18. And I did not like the rats.
Right.
And I was scared of all the people because people was like, you better watch your back. Because
so
they are pickpocket you.
Ooh. I heard that about New Orleans, too. Because I want to go to New
Detroit.
Orleans one time for the Mardi Gras. And I heard... A white couple told me that. They said, you
Detroit.
When I was 20, I went to Chicago and I got robbed in one of them little restaurants. You know, one of them little restaurants that serve the Italian beefs and all, you know, like the steak and lemonade.
I remember that.
I got robbed. I called you. And then the dude who house we was over, I was going to visit somebody I was in the military with. And her dude, her husband, he was her husband, but he went and got all our stuff back. I don't know how he did it. He got my purse.
We went to do an American Idol audition at that
this
time.
This is off track, but we need to go back to Chicago and go to that restaurant we did that first picture when we all first went to Chicago together. We should do it later.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be
cute.
Yeah.
Our 30-year friend of
ours. Then and now.
That would be tight. We ain't changed.
No, that we was years not. Ago too.
I'm slightly smaller.
We all was.
But getting into this strange world we live in, because the world is strange. Yes. An 18-year-old, according to KGW8, it's a local news station in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
She made miracles happen.
Yes, she did. She did that shit.
So let's get into the story. So, a mother who was pregnant, she...
Okay, so originally, the father of the pregnant mother, he got a call from his daughter saying that she needed to use his internet. And so when they got there, they slid into a electrical pole and it fell down. And so...
Because it was an ice storm.
Yeah, because it was an ice storm. And so the pregnant mother, or the mother of the... Whoever we were going to say, the father's daughter, she told her baby's daddy, the father of the child, her two,
to take him
the one
into
she was
house.
Pregnant with, the one she was pregnant with, the baby she's pregnant with, and the baby that was in the back seat. She's like, okay, take my child out the car. And so he did, and he slipped and fell and got electrocuted. Cuted. So that's the first one.
That's the first one.
So she went and tried to save her child, their child, her and her baby daddy's child. And she got electrocuted, and mind you, she was pregnant. So her and the baby died. And then the brother, her brother, came outside and tried to save them, and he got electrocuted.
And died. So all three of them died. The father of the babies, the mother that was pregnant, and her brother. They all got electrocuted in this ice storm.
So
their neighbor. Her
neighbor,
is
a young black woman. What's her name?
Maija? Yeah.
Maija Washington
in Oregon.
She saw the baby that the father, the original father, tried to get out. She saw that baby still moving, and she went and saved the baby.
But what's crazy, y'all, and what's strange, is there is no way she should have been able to save that baby without getting electrocuted. Yeah. Like the three.
She should have got electrocuted.
Yeah.
She was covered
by the blood of God. In the blood of Jesus.
18-year-old girl, she's been awarded several honors in Oregon for saving this baby's life. And still, authorities have no idea how she was able to do it.
Because it made no sense.
Nothing made sense of how... She said... Why did you take the risk, though?
This and there's also no reason why the baby that the father was holding on
why
to...
Why the baby lived.
Did not get...
That's what the baby was covered.
The baby lived. The baby... She said she saw the baby's head move, and she said, all I could think about is the baby. Nobody is going to be able to get this baby. And I think Jesus told her, you can't.
Yes,
she walked out there. Girl, I'm about to cry again. First,
I know.
When I heard this story, she walked
was like,
out there.
Get that baby.
She said, all I was thinking about was getting this baby.
Right.
She walked through the storm.
Yes.
Across to their driveway where everybody, three people had died.
Yes.
Past the dead bodies, picked up the baby
on the body of the father.
Yeah, picked up the baby off the father's chest, and she walked through that electrocution and saved the baby.
Yes.
Unharmed.
Girl.
That is
that
nothing
girl,
but God.
That
nothing
girl.
But God.
And all I can say, see her doing is great things in her life.
Amen.
Because, girl, she might have a huge
God had a plan for her.
The baby.
The baby might be Messiah.
Right.
Okay, that might be
Messiah.
Or is she? I don't know.
Right?
They keep talking about the end of the world because of Kim Jong-un, but... I think she ain't got nothing to worry about. She covered.
Right. She covered by the grace, the blood of Jesus.
Amazing.
Yes.
Man, I almost made me cry again. Let's get into this line like you look. Okay. This is your story, Jamie. We got to hear it.
Okay, play the song.
Oh, yes. Oh, my bad.
Play the song.
I'll be thinking about your lying like you look.
Okay.
Lying
like you look.
Why the sound gonna go away? I just hate when the
because you don't you picked right. The wrong shit. I just saw that you did.
No, I didn't. I went to the site and they still line like they look.
You're lying like you look, and you look just like you lie. And you look just like you lie. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the TikTok where we got this story from. So the TikTok, the name of the TikTok, it's apostrophe S William Wayne.
Wait, okay. What?
Yeah, that's who posted this story. His name is William Wayne.
Okay.
And he wanted to discuss this new presidential candidate that we have.
Oh, yeah! Country Duke. Thank God I'm a country boy.
So we have this new presidential candidate, you guys, that's running for office. And her name is Nikki Haley.
It's not Nikki Haley. That's not her real name.
Okay, we're going to talk about that.
We've never been a racist country.
She said we never been a racist country.
Wait.
Play that back.
Yeah, that's what I want to play it back.
Okay, play it back. Let's play it back.
No. You involved in a racist party?
No.
Is she involved in a racist party?
We're not a racist country, Brian. We've never been a racist country.
Well, then use your real name. Yeah, you use that Punjabi name that your Punjabi parents
okay,
gave
let's
to
do
you.
It again. One more time.
We're not a racist country, Brian. We've never been a racist country.
Well, then use your real name. Yeah, use that Punjabi name that your Punjabi parents gave to you. You don't get to gaslight the entire country by invalidating
that's her, Nikki Haley.
Just because
she's
you got
Punjabi,
to pick a name that makes you sound like a background character in One Tree Hill to appease your base. Use your name. I don't want you to just use your real name. I want you to put it on the ballot in New Hampshire. Then I want you to go down to your home state in South Carolina and put it on that ballot. And then I want you to report back to me about how there's no racism
she's
in
South
this
Carolina,
country.
That's why
use
she's so
your real name, Nimarada. Because I think you're going to find out.
Nimarada!
Just like how Bobby Jindal found
Nimarada.
Out. That the only thing a token's good for is getting spent.
You involved in a racist party.
Only thing a token is good for is getting spent. Country, come on. Yes. Nimarada.
Okay, so do y'all
but
think...
But you Nikki, though.
If this... country is not racist, that why she's not using her real name on
right,
the ballot.
Right? Why is she not using Nimarada Haley on her
that's
ballot?
That's what I want to know. And Haley ain't even her real last name. That's her husband's last name.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. So if you just glance at her, does she not look like a Caucasian?
She do. If no, you she just does glance, not to me, though.
But then when you look at her
but
again,
that's because of where I work
and
at.
After knowing that she's an Indian Punjabi mm-hmm. woman, mm-hmm. native, her parents are.
Ooh, yeah. I know her people been going
ham on her. Yes, girl.
I know they been going in on
but
her.
But if we're not a racist country, because she's running for the Republican
y'all
Party.
People sometimes, boy.
We're not a racist country.
Why are you not using your real name?
Use your real name, bitch.
Yeah. Nikki Haley.
Nimarada.
And anybody named Nikki, that's the nickname.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't no real name.
Almost everybody named Nikki.
Nikki.
100%, damn near 100%.
That's
of the,
your nickname.
Yes. Nikki, I'm going to need you to use your real name, Nikki.
Okay.
Nikki.
Hey, Nimarada sounds cute.
It sure ain't Nicole. Like,
I like
that.
Right?
It's
not
Nicole. Hold on. It sure ain't
Nicole.
Ain't that what, what's her name? The rapper, Nicki Minaj, she said. Yeah. They call me Nikki, but my real name ain't Nicole.
Her real name definitely ain't Nicole.
Uh-huh. If this country that you're running for president in is not racist, why are you not using your real name?
Exactly.
Nicarama.
Nicarama.
You're wrong.
Right. Nah, her name.
Her name is so right.
I was just like, why are you not using your real name? This is crazy.
That is crazy.
Oh, girl. But we never been a
this
racist country.
This country has never been
a racist country.
Never.
Not.
But did you see how the white man looks when she said that?
Yes.
He said, you can't even use your real name, bitch.
You would think they was in the same room. He tried to give her the look like, bitch, what?
Did you just say that?
You know you in a racist goddamn party. Your party is racist.
But you saying what this I need you to say. Is racist. You saying right. what I need you to say.
Oh my God. It's the same reason that they've been trying to discredit black leaders since forever.
Oh God, how long? Forever. 1976?
Today one. I was just talking to you about that, the Black Lives Matter girl. Girl, remember they was trying to say, oh, she's just for publicity. She's for publicity, and she's, what did you say they called her, Gina?
Which one?
The girl from Black Lives Matter that they tried to discredit so bad. They was like,
I can't remember her name.
She was
she is an anarchist.
Yeah, they said she's an anarchist. Girl, she's against the government. Why would you be for the government in this country if you're a person of color? It's no reason that you would like the government in this country.
No reason. Right.
This country is not built. It was built on the back of people of color, but it's not for the people of color. This country does nothing for the people of color. I'm just like, they lying like they look. And she lying, talking about her name, Nikki. Girl, that ain't your name. Use your real name if this country name is Nikki. Not racist. That's what I'm going to need you to do. She was like one of them girls. I seen a movie on Netflix.
What made her be like, I want my name to be Nikki?
That's what they
called her. Look at her.
No, that's what I was saying. I seen another movie about these Punjabi women. And one of them was trying to assimilate. It was a horror movie, girl. She's trying to assimilate into white culture. She just was like, I just want to be like everybody else. But her friend was going through all this torment and everything from this demon that was trying to possess and like kill them. And she was like, I'm going to take on the demon and take the demon away from you so the demon won't kill you. But the demon was only there because they was denying their culture. Trying to assimilate into white culture.
Right.
White American culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl even changed her name. Everybody was calling her by a nickname in the movie.
That's crazy.
Yes, y'all can go look it up. It's a horror movie on Netflix. But anyway,
what's it called again?
Girl, I forget. She I don't even care. I can't remember the name.
I can smoke it.
But speaking about lying like you look, these fake celebrity relationships.
Okay.
So according to jhud.com, everybody believes that she's now in a relationship with Common.
Everybody believes
that her and Common is dating. They dating now. Because they were seen in a basketball game together. And they were also seen at the Usher concert together. And now they're saying, you know, they're rumored to be dating. I'm like, this nigga rumored to be dating a lot of people that he really ain't dating.
Every three years.
It's like
is it two? I think they said every 2 years.
Yeah.
I think it's every 2 years.
And it's always at the time of these women that he's dating. It's always at the height of their career. Like Serena Williams, Tiffany Haddish, and now we got Jennifer
Is he white?
Hudson. Comment? Nice.
You know what's so crazy?
Yeah, light-skinned rapper from Chicago.
And Tiffany Haddish broke up right before her shit went downhill. When they broke up, her shit went downhill. That's when her shit went downhill.
How did he know? Right when it was going down, she was saying that he didn't even call her to break up with him. Like, she believed they was in a real relationship. And she said she got a breakup message over text message. This nigga didn't even have the courtesy. He said, well, your career ain't at the level mine at no more. So, bye-bye. Bye-bye. And he just left her alone. I guess he's an activist, girl. So, he can't align himself with anything negative.
Who knows what the fuck the nigga doing?
Well, he is an activist.
Okay.
But he can't align himself with, like, anything negative. He don't want to align himself with anything negative. But my thing is, who the fuck told him that something was about to happen with Tiffany?
Right.
And she didn't even know. But all that shit blew over. She was found, you know, not to be involved in that
That's
incident.
That's crazy, though.
Incident was dropped. Yeah, it was like... Some producer or management company that she was working with
before she became famous,
coerced some other
little kids.
Yeah, some little kids, but to be in a bathroom scene on a movie.
It was cringy.
With a grown person.
You didn't see it?
Yeah, I didn't want to. I just heard about it.
It was very cringy.
Huh? They said that the kids was coerced into doing this scene or whatever.
It was, you can tell.
Yeah. And then Tiffany had something to do with it. Well, she didn't. They just had the same manager at the time. But that's crazy how they try to pull her into that. Like, cause but y'all had the same energy.
And she still thought it was okay. And she apologized.
How many movies did you see back in the day?
There wasn't no movie, girl. That was like a skit or something.
It was a pilot. Wasn't they shooting a pilot?
No.
No. It was a skit.
Where they coerced them kids to be in a tub with a grown person.
Yes. And Aries Spears was in there with her.
Yeah, excuse me, guys.
Anyway, she was found to have no wrongdoing during that incident.
Damn, and, I got fucking...
And to me, I think a lot of the movies back in the day was kind of suspect. Like, a lot of child sex scenes.
It was.
Remember that movie we watched with the kids that grew up on the island and had to have a baby?
Oh, yeah. And they were sister and brother, I believe.
And then it was
Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon. That was crazy. And they had to have a baby in it. It was a lot of sex scenes in that movie with her and her brother and shit.
They didn't really do no sex scenes.
But they was young, girl. They did a lot of sexual shit in that movie. But it was another movie where a lot of sexual stuff was going on about the 13-year-old girl.
They were not brother and sister. They were cousins.
What is it? Flyers in the Attic.
Oh, Flyers in the Attic. Yeah. It was a lot of sexual.
I love that. I have the whole series of Flyers in the Attic right now.
Yeah.
But y'all, this stuff ain't never changed. Like, y'all watch Chicago? Or The Chi?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
our cousin was an extra in The Chi. But check this. Do The Chi not have them young people doing a lot of sexual things?
I don't know because I just saw that
they
one.
Do. They do.
Thank you.
I just saw that one episode where our cousin was in it.
That was Miss Laura that she was commenting on The Chi. And that's Gigi's stepdaughter. But The Chi.
LG.
They had them kids. They did have them doing a lot.
They have
them doing was a lot. Like, they was like 6-7 year old kids. Wow. In that Tiffany Haddish little kid.
I wish. They were young.
I watched Goonies the other day. And
I know. Everything is so
suspect. Wait, the Goonies?
Yeah, I watched the other day.
That is another sexual, but that one girl was way older than the boy.
The dude was way older than the girl that was kissing. That he was kissing on.
No. The girl was way older than the boy that he was kissing on.
The older boy? No. Oh, no. When she kissed the little boy.
Yeah. Yeah, she was older, and the parents like accepted that shit. Like, it was cool.
They accepted it like it was cool. That wasn't cool. And then also, he was sitting on his brother's lap a lot. I was like, why he keep sitting on his brother's lap? That's strange. Right. Like, I ain't never seen no big ass boys sitting on their brother's lap so much in a movie.
Nah, because my brother
got to in real life.
After
him. Like, they gonna fight. Why you sitting on your lap?
What the fuck you doing?
But you know, they say we're not affectionate as a people, black Americans. We are very affectionate. But that's just strange, though. What they was doing to kids, or what they now still do to kids in movies. Like, it's a lot of underage sexual scenes and young girls getting pregnant in movies. Like, it making it seem like that's the role of a young girl or a woman, period, to be a birth.
I hear the cartoons and something else, too.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I don't know about it because I ain't got
kids. The cartoons when we was younger were different. Like Thundercats. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not the same.
And now I hear they got, you know, boy on boy and girl on girl in the cartoons.
Yeah, they do. I mean, that shit been happening.
I don't know about the cartoon.
Hold on, I'm gonna make a little scene.
But yeah, I done watched some shit.
But one comedian just said something about that. He was like, the gays really run Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, they run it.
Yeah, big. Well, not the gays. Yeah, I would say the bisexual men.
Yeah, they run it.
The bisexual
men run Hollywood. P. Diddy.
They been clowning P. Diddy left and right. What did you send me? You sent me, what's that on TikTok?
Yeah, it was TikTok.
But I think a lot of these accusations that they're making against P. Diddy is fabricated.
Well, you know, not all of them. That's going to happen. Because when some shit come out, they're like, oh.
I know he's a little strange, but these accusations are getting a little piece of change.
They're
getting out of content. Like, he wasn't accused of child molestation. Now they trying to say he's a molester.
No,
he was not. And
no, that's the thing. They trying to say he was, but then they say that this guy that was under him, wasn't it Chris something? They're trying to say that he was the one fucking B2K. fucking the Christo. Two little boys. Christo. Yeah, Christo. Yeah. Thank you.
It was always Christo. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it, but they you try know, to make it seem like it was P. Diddy.
Raz B been saying that for years.
Yeah. Well, the gang recently did an interview on, what is Drink Champs?
Mm-hmm. And I love Drink Champs.
I like it too. But
I watch it all the time.
He recently said.
Well, we a Drink Champ right now.
Pinot Gracie, I bet you go buy some. Mm-hmm. But we ain't sponsored by them like the NFL. But anyway.
Right.
We've been drinking that shit.
Right.
been drinking.
But what's crazy is that they're trying to say that he's accused of child molestation now. No, he's not.
Chris Stokes.
No, not. PD.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, but, he's not. Nah. Nobody ever accused this man of child molestation.
He like watching they're his girl say, fuck other niggas. What's wrong with that?
And she agreed to it, but anyways, now
grown people now fucking grown people fucking grown
it's
people.
It's abusive. Sexual regret is not abusive, you guys. If you have no, sexual regret it's about not. Things you did, like Candace Dillard on Potomac, Real Housewives
okay.
of Potomac, she recently spoke up about how traumatizing it is for her. It's a sexual abuse victim that's been raped to hear somebody that's never been raped.
They talk about something like that. Yeah.
They also accuse her husband.
That shit pissed me off too, though.
Yeah.
To they'll talk do the about. Mouse. Because he got me in that room. You didn't have to go in there. If he said he wanted to talk, you could have been like, no, I talked
well,
to you.
Well, no, I'm going to say this. Like, I have been in situations where I was not trying to do no shit, and I have been pulled into that. Like, I could have fought. I feel like I could have fought harder.
Girl,
I feel
yourself.
That, but I don't think Chris did that to Giselle, though.
No, he didn't.
I don't think he did.
Not on Real Housewife of Potomac. No, he didn't.
On TV and everything. No. This was at the reunion.
Though. What? On TV, though.
Yeah.
This was at the reunion. She trying to say that he did that.
Then he taught her to close the door.
And it pissed Candace the fuck off.
Yeah. Wow. First of all, I ain't going to say. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Fuck it.
What?
That lady. No, she lying like she look.
Lying like she look.
Tell it like it is.
Lying like she look.
Like she look like this lady is the devil on the show anyway. She's like the villain. They call her the Green Eye Monster. Her and her little
Robin
sidekick.
Robin lying ass. We just found out Robin a liar.
Oh, God. She lied so much.
But you watch it too, Tiana, because I don't know nobody else to watch it. Me too.
I love Real Housewives.
I don't know nobody else to watch Potomac.
I do have my favorites. I don't like Candace, but I'm going to stand up for her in this situation.
Yeah, but I ain't like her with that Monique situation.
I think that girl can sing her face off.
Yeah, she can.
She's talented.
This is not the female that we're talking about, the weed guy. From.
No, yeah, it is. The Green Eyed Monsters.
Oh, yeah.
They was talking, they got a show.
No, they were talking about how they had
weed groceries.
Yeah, they
go ahead, tell
got
what happened.
The groceries delivered to their house,
mm-hmm.
and the groceries delivered smell like weed, and they
who
were saying that
fuck?
It wasn't even the groceries that they ordered.
They said Uber drivers be smoking weed and bringing them their groceries and their groceries.
Go ahead and smoke more weed, Uber drivers. But get my order right.
Yeah, her order wasn't wrong. They just smell like weed. But to me, they podcast is trash. I listened to a couple episodes and it's boring.
I don't like them.
I only listen to it for research.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like neither one of them.
Right. Right.
I never like Robin. I don't think she bring nothing to the show. Giselle is just a bully.
Yes. Robin lied like she looked.
Giselle told Karen one season that her husband want her.
Yes.
Calling him Uncle Ben.
So yeah.
That was crazy. Anyways, we're going to go on to the
artist of the day.
Artist of the day. Yes. Of course, it's Wando. And the name of the song is called Get Off on God. On God.
Yes, on God.
Just a snapper. Y'all going to get a snapper.
Yeah, I'm going to get off on the
snap it.
I'm going to get off on the
bitch. Snap it. Snap it. I said snap it. Anyway. Y'all do your shit,
Wanda. I got some niggas who hate me. Hey. Niggas who faking, I'm really just sick of it all. Humbling places is like a vacation. I really ain't tripping on y'all. I put a pill on my tongue, it dissolve. Back to finessing if I take it off. They call me one John Dada. I'm going on that bitch and get off. And low with this out of my head full of doubts. And they just like me from the dirt from the bay. What's up with that shit you were talking? No beat by when I started my car. I be no key, jump off. No scrub, but your girl get the nut off. And as soon as I beat the deception, I grab them scissors and cut off. I got a pocket of rocks, Michael Bagger robbing. Like, get that shit up, I ain't talking to dogs. vacation. I really ain't tripping on y'all. I put a pill on my tongue, it dissolved. Back to finessing if I take a loss. They call me one Don Dada. I'ma go in on that bitch and get off.
Get it.
Get it. Get it. He went off on that. Now, again, that's Wine Dog. The name of the song is called Get Off God. Okay? So let's go into our last segment of the day. And as y'all know, it's called Nappy Time Stories. So these stories are based on our hometown. On our hometown, Indianapolis. Yes, or Indiana. But according to Fox 59 News. Yeah. What you talking about?
No, they have a name for us. What's it called?
Naptown?
No, not Naptown or Sleepy City. It's something else. It's like Little Chicago and some other shit.
I ain't never heard of Little Chicago. That's wrong. I don't like it. That is not right at all. But anyways, according to Fox 59 News, IMPD has shut down a home bar on the far west side.
Oh, yes.
So, okay. What I want to know, why did it take all of these organizations to come and shut down this home bar, which had papers for operation?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody was arrested.
Nobody.
But let's talk about the agencies that came to shut down this home bar. All
right.
IMPD, U.S. Immigration and Customs,
mm-hmm.
Indianapolis Alcohol Task Enforcement.
Wait,
all of these agencies. Indianapolis Alcohol Task Force Agency. IMPD and U.S.
And they had a whole lot of coronas.
Yeah, right.
They had a whole lot of coronas.
But
they had coronas.
If you're gonna shut down a homeboy,
they had a whole lot of tequila. Tequila in all flavors.
I'm just saying, who called immigration, though? Why do immigration need a warrant to shut down a home bar? What does immigration have to do? We'll come down and shut down a home
bar. I don't know, T, but that's what happened.
So, nobody was arrested again, but they claimed that they seized over 1,200 bottles of alcohol.
I told you, it had tequila.
Mm.
They had Modelo. They had a Modelo. They had Heineken.
Yeah.
They had
Coronas.
All kinds of tequila. All kind of flavored tequila. Yeah.
They also claimed that they seized narcotics and what else?
They got them some little bit of weed.
What was this again? This was on the far north.
Yeah,
side.
Like
what's the address? Let me get.
No,
that.
It was like on Circle Drive, which is what is it? It's like over there by the Speedway.
Yeah, in the Speedway area. Off of 34th and High School Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so what's crazy to me is nobody was arrested.
That's what trips me out, too.
They said they received over 40 calls of loud music.
But
it was supposed to be altercations and
apparently
one gunshot. And that's why they claimed that they came. Who's to say that the one
Hispanic,
gunshot?
Hispanic
had
the same problems that black
did y'all find
had.
Any bullet holes in the garage? No. One. Did y'all find any bullet holes outside of that house? No. Y'all just took these people alcohol out their house, which they is legally allowed to have.
Yes, because they
first
had.
First of all, they had paperwork.
This was at a house.
I thought you said a bar.
No,
it was a garage bar. It was a garage bar, which we have a lot of them in our city.
Yes, we do. Like your cousin. Yeah. You went to take over their house.
Yeah.
They had one in their basement.
Right. Yes, but this garage bar was shut down, y'all. They took all these people alcohol. And hold on, what are they saying? Felony arrest may be eligible. Something about a felony arrest. Anonymous tippers. Okay.
Okay.
Anonymous tippers were calling Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. Over 40 tips led to them executing this warrant that may be eligible for an award up to $1,000. So somebody was trying to get $1,000. That's why.
Somebody trying to get some money.
They said.
Hey, I know this club.
No, they didn't get it because nobody got arrested. They received a fine. They could have. They have the potential to receive a fine for up to
$10,000. That's why you gotta watch.
You know it.
Your house, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Haters everywhere.
Haters gonna hate.
Well, the police chief, Carter, our police chief of Marion County.
Who is he? I never heard of him.
His name is William, am I saying it right?
I think I'm saying it right.
Captain William Carter. Yeah, his name is Captain William Carter. I can't believe I remember
Give it
that.
To the Captain, William, Captain Carter. William Carter.
But he says that after our clubs usually have those in commercial establishments.
Mm-hmm.
He said we do have some in residential homes, which this one had to have their little bar, which was connected to their house.
But they, it's like all the black clubs in Indianapolis, once they get a shooting and are fighting, they close them down.
They close them down, they do. But you know what they don't do? That shit at them white people clubs, because shit goes
No, they don't.
And they have homeboards, too. They have homeboards, too.
They do.
But this garage was connected to these people home, these Hispanic people home. And to me, I think they just did the most to do all this, call immigration, call Indiana Alcohol and Task Force.
Blah, blah, blah.
Enforcement to come and raid this.
But there was no reason why the alcohol and the Tabasco Force should be there, but when they had a
immigration, though, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, because there might be some people who ain't got no papers.
That's crucial.
But that's you know,
if you ain't got no papers, they gonna take you straight to that little camp, and you gonna disappear for real.
Don't have no kids.
Yeah, they gonna take your kids too.
Don't bring no kids.
Yeah, then they gonna get adopted off to people you'll never find them.
Right.
So especially if they don't have no like some U.S.
Brazos kids.
Oh, girls, you telling too much now.
Okay,
you fired. You fired, Jenna fired, y'all.
I'm always fired. And thank you guys for joining another episode of Honestly Unbothered. And be sure to check out the next one.
Yes.
Because we always got some shit to talk about.
We do. And we'd like to thank Queen Rena for coming in and chiming in.
Yay.
Also, little Laura for coming in and chiming in on these subjects. And we'd like to thank y'all for listening. And as always, remain
honestly
unbothered.
Honestly unbothered.
I love y'all hair too, though.
Y'all get it!
I've been watching for like five years now. When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down. There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
What do haters stand for? Hating on all those, hating on everybody reaching success.
Oh, yeah.
They just gonna be mad at us. There's something you're not doing right.
Everybody reaching success. You hating a lot of people, though.
Niggas.
You mad. Just get up and get out and do something.
Bitches.
You can live your dream.
Doing right if you ain't got no haters around.